Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. Oh, perfect. That's perfect. Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 15th day of January, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come to the line, on the line, and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 37 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we're getting the rain to come, and bones are hurting, and the snow's going to be right behind them, and the bones will be hurting more. What the hell? Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Wait until you hear the details of this bill. Oregon proposal would require gun owners to obtain permits. Ooh, about time. God damn, I thought you fucking cowards would never get around to it. We're going to get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, alrighty then. Wait until you hear the details in this bill. Oregon proposal would require gun owners to obtain permits from the corporate government, from the corporation. You really think so? This is from Fellowship of the Mind, sent in by Shalom for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. As reported by Oregon Live, a proposal by two Oregon lawmakers to require permits for all gun owners is generating buzz online and among Republicans at the Cow Republicans. Oh, those Republicans. It's buzzing them. Even before it's scheduled to be introduced at the legislature on Monday. It's the brainchild of a student activist connected to the movement that grew out of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, where a shooter killed 17 people nearly a year ago, according to the bill. Senator Rob Wagner, Democrat, Tulayton, and Representative Andre Salinas, Democrat Oswego, are sponsoring it. Wagner said the bill grew out of a meeting he and Salinas had last year with roughly 300 Oregon students. I'm going to tell you fucking communists something right now, real calmly, real collectively. You better get your fucking children home, and you better get their little fucking mouths shut, because they have nothing to say in any of this. And I'll tell you what. You're not going to Cambodia us here like you are down on the fucking border. You're not going to Cambodia us here with the children in charge. Those little fuckers want to become little fucking communists, will stretch their little fucking necks just like it was you, just like it was a big person, just a little longer rope and a little further drop. That's all it's going to be. And they want, oh, children. fuck your children, and fuck you. Students followed the Florida shooting. Any opportunity for conversation around these controversial topics? There is no controversy here. The second article says what it says. The ninth article says what it says. And we will defend our fucking Bill of Rights, you cocksuckers. Following controversial topics is really important, Wagner said. What the fuck is this, Wagner? I mean, you already got your trial, buddy. As soon as anybody gets their hands on you, you son of a bitch, it'll take about 10 fucking minutes, because it's all right here in your own words. You're going to write it down, you're going to sign your name to the treason, and if fucking all we got to do is read it to 12 people, and they say, hang that son of a bitch from a light pole, and that's where your ass is going to be hanging. It's really important message that we listen to students. Let's let the children, I mean, have we come down that far? Let's let the kids run things. I mean, look at that fucking government. Most kids are smarter than them, huh? No, they're very, the government, this occupational fucking corporate aristocracy, they're not that fucking smart, people. They would play this game. 300 children. Fuck 300 children. Fuck 3 million of them down on the border. How about that? We don't give a monk's fuck about them. Come and try to take our fucking Bill of Rights. They'll be dead fucking children is what they will be. We have the absolute right to defend our rights with deadly force. It is ratified law. It is the supreme, superior law of this land. And it is also binding on the phony fucking state of Oregon. Even if you are trying to play corporation, fuck your corporation. You have no authority. Well, it's like Walmart claiming they're going to come down and take our fucking guns. Give her a go. Listen to message. We listen to students about what it's like to go to school right now. That's me crying. I'm going to get some fucking toilet tissue here to keep my eyes from watering. The sweeping legislation would also require people to undergo background checks before purchasing or sharing ammunition. Fuck, give it a go. Please give it a go. And would limit ammunition purchases to 20 rounds within a 30-day period. Again, get we the fuck, you think we ain't got our fucking ammunition already? Come at it. Although people could purchase and use unlimited ammunition at shooting ranges under the corporation's direction and under the corporation's control, because you are being the ones that are being treated like children. It would ban magazines that hold more than 5 rounds of ammunition. Well, I guess my 6-shooter... Maybe you'll think it happened and you won't realize there's one more bullet in there and it's got your fucking name on it. I'll tell you what, you know, corporate sons of bitches, you corporate enforcers working for the corporate unions, you better get ready to earn your paycheck and you better get ready for your widows to earn their widow benefits, because we're going to make fucking widows. We're going to make them like popcorn. Additionally, Senate Bill 501 would require people to securely store their guns and report the loss or theft of a firearm to law enforcement within 24 hours. Or fucking else what? What are you going to do, bitch? If lawmakers pass the proposal, people who ignore it could face, that's what they want to do, severe penalties. Hey, I'm fucking telling you right now, I'm ready to fucking fight your ass and die for my fucking Bill of Rights, which is a superior law of this land, you international communist fucking trash. Severe penalties. I got some severe penalties for your asses, too. For example, anyone who possessed a firearm without a permit could be fined up to $6,250 and sentenced to as much as 364 days. Also, that's county jail time. You're going to fill the county jails again. You can't get no more goddamn money to fill the county jail. I'm telling you, this is not the way to go about it, you dumb motherfuckers. It's one of 11 bills dealing with firearms that are scheduled to be introduced on Monday when lawmakers and Governor Kate Brown, and see, you know, we just had these elections. I tell you about the fucking, you know, the corporate straw man fucking vote and all this bullshit. It's even, I mean, here, fuck you, people just throw their ballots into fucking garbage. They know what the fuck's going on here. They know that the fucking communists are up there and sitting in our seats of power, writing down with their fucking pencils. None of them could crack a fucking egg. And think they're going to hire mercenaries to come take our fucking guns. Well, give it a go. We'll see who's ready to die for a fucking paycheck. Not all the bills would regulate guns. For example, House Bill 2287 would allow school districts to allow, you don't allow a shit, servant. You corp, in fact, fuck, we don't allow your ass to be in our country. What the fuck do you think you're doing? You think you're going to stand in front of us and tear up our Bill of Rights and just fucking do it and get away with it? You think we're fucking Australians? You think we're Polish? You think we're fucking one of these other, England or France? We'll just hand them over to you? We'll give her a go. Give it a fucking go. You need to do it. It's one of 11 bills with firearms that are scheduled to be introduced on Monday when lawmakers and Governor Kate Brown, that fucking intruder, that corporate whore, that corporate piece of shit with zero authority over any American national living in the state of Oregon, return to Salem to be sworn for their new terms. The legislative session begins January 22nd. Not all the bills would regulate guns. For example, we did that. In press release on Friday, Representative Bill Post, a Republican from Keyser, said the ammunition purchase limit would make it difficult for gun owners. See, this is what they're going to say. It's what the Republicans are going to say. The Republican, you know, that Republican corporation part of it. You know, the Republican corporate arm of it. This is their rebuttal to direct violation of the second article of the people, the very one that we never, ever can let go. Unless you want to fucking be a goddamn slave and see your fucking children slaved and your grandchildren slaved and you want to go out and bend over a pit and let some petty ass communist who wouldn't fight nobody in a straight up fight put a bullet in the back of your head. Post, a Republican former Keyser, said the ammunition purchase would limit and make difficult for gun owners to become proficient and should worry duck hunters. Oh my God, the duck hunters. Oh. This is what we should be thinking about this. You are fucking violating our Bill of Rights, you motherfuckers, and we will fight you for it, just like we did the first time we fought that fucking faggot-ass king over there in England who thought he was going to take our fucking firearms from us. You'll have as much luck as he did. In fact, it's going to be worse for you. Post also said he was worried the bill's ban on magazines to hold more than 5 rounds of ammunition would mean your old 6-shot revolver would be required to be turned in or destroyed. Of course, you're all going to just, are you fucking Oregonians? You're just going to go hand them your fucking guns, right? You're just going to go, because they said, they wrote it down, some communists, some fucking, have you ever seen that fucking puke, Kate Brown? Or any of these fucking pukes? Because some of these pukes got together, a handful of pukes got together and wrote it down on a piece of paper and think they're going to use the resources of your country to hire a mercenary army to come and try and take them from. Fucking do it. Step up. Duck hunters, fuck you. You fucking punk. You're fucking out. You're as guilty as they are. Should worry duck hunters. Post also said he was worried about the bill because your 6-shot revolver. We're gonna take your old 6-shot revolver from you because we're gonna. I mean, this is their desperation, people, and fucking they're seeing how many people will play into it, how many people will fucking accept this corporate horse shit that violates the superior law of this fucking land. That is the absolute law that we are bound as American nationals to defend with our lives. However, the bill exempts 22 caliber revolvers and any lever action revolver. I don't know what a lever action revolver looks like. I'm sure there are rifles out there that are lever action. It's fucking stupid. A separate bill is also introduced that would require gun owners to securely store their weapons with locks and make it easier for shooting victims to sue for damages if gun owners failed to secure the weapons, report the loss of a theft gun in a timely manner, or supervise a child using the gun. The proposal is named after 2 people killed in the 2012 Clackamas Town Center shooting, and their relatives are working to pass it. Ooh, who are these motherfuckers? You know, see, you know why they keep pressing like this? Because you ain't doing shit about it. I mean, fucking, and I'll tell you when they're going to take notice of you is when you fucking do something to hurt them. When you hurt them, you do something to hurt them, then it's going to be fucking, oh, God damn, those aggressive, those, God, I mean, it's going to be a terrible thing. But, you know, it's going to save a few lives. No, there's going to be some fucking people. There, millions are fixing to die over this horse shit. And what is, we got the God, what is the good law, infringement abiding citizens going to do about this? Well, they're having them a yellow vest rally today in fucking Salem, Oregon, the capital, for constitutional government in Salem, Oregon. You dumb motherfuckers don't even know what planet you're on. You're the good old boys that, oh, geez, they're going to exempt us. Something. You know, somehow we're going to get around this so that we can still do what we want to do, and we can lick the feet of our fucking oppressors. They're going to, let's see, well, patriots will gather. Patriots, you're not a patriot. Will gather on the front steps of the Capitol in Salem, Oregon, to sign a petition. Ooh, a petition. Boy, them communists are going to be scared of that. Addressed to Oregon government for the redress of grievances, which will be, see, they don't even understand how the redress of grievances works in the fucking first article. They don't understand the fucking Bill of Rights. But these are the people that are going to be, these are the significant people that are going to step up front and assist in fucking trying to take your fucking weapons away from you. They will assist. These motherfuckers, you don't turn your back on them. The ones that show up to this kind of shit, don't you turn your back on them. Because they'll be there to assist the fucking corporate government whose boots they lick. We are carrying either U.S. flags or Gladstone flags. Your choice. Wear whatever you like, but we are suggesting you wear a yellow vest or T-shirt, and that would be perfect. That way it would cover your yellow belly, and it would cover that yellow streak going down your fucking backs, you fucking bunch of treasonous losers. Dress nice to go beg before the corporate aristocracy. Make sure you bend over far enough when you bow. Make sure you fucking cowards. And Carkey's on the fucking intel this morning encouraging people. Yeah, go put on a fucking coward uniform and go over there and be real peaceful now when you beg. Make sure that you avert your eyes when you get up to them and get down on your knees and beg like a real beggar. Begging for an immunity or a privilege from their sovereign, from the king. Some of the items will be included in the grievance include no more gun restrictions of any kind. Oh, no more? No more taking away our privileges? Don't take any more of our privileges or immunities? Corporate government that can't exist, you fraudulent motherfuckers. And then we'll keep bowing for you and giving you our money and working as your slaves, as your subjects. To stop the outrageous taxing of the people. Oh, no toll roads, no sanctuary state, no taxpayer abortion. Oh, boy. Yeah, these are the real motherfuckers. You know them when you see them, don't you? And Corky, like Corky, he's backing this 100%. Backing it 100%, you need to go down there and put on your fucking coward uniform and go down there and show them what a fucking coward. Then we need to see how many cowards will show up. How many people there is that every one of those son of a bitches that show up there today will be the ones that walk up and just hand them their fucking guns. And then they'll turn around and they'll pat them on the back and they'll put a uniform on them to come and pay them a high wage to come and try and take your gun. But then the thing is, they know that the people who turn on people, those are the betrayers. You'll get to play for a while, and then you'll get your bullet in the back of your fucking head that you more than deserve. Thanks and taxpayer abortion and the Constitution will be obeyed. You don't even know what the fucking Constitution is. It's like the goddamn 18-year-old going out there and putting up their hand. I swear to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Help me, God. You don't even know what the fucking thing says. And you don't want to know. Because you're content fucking subject slaves. I hope that not many show up there. Because that'll be the count of the cowards. Rest of us sitting out here saying, fucking come do it. Come and fucking get some. We're going to make some fucking widows. I got a caller called in this morning. And fucking Joe McNeil actually turned down the goddamn sound on Mark Kornke when he tried to talk over him. Because you know this is goddamn thing, you know. this thing going on in North Dakota with, I can't think of the guy's name. You know, they took his kids and stuff. And of course, they whipped the fucking Bible out, because, you know, that ratified law in the Bible. So they can, this is what they're going by. $40,000 worth of fucking lawyers. And none of it based in the goddamn Bill of Rights that is under fucking absolute attack as we speak. Not a word about it. But always I hear it from Cornkey. Well, when you get all done, then you're going to go and you're going to take his house and his car and his motorcycle and his boat. And he said today, sue that county just out of existence. Mammon. I'll tell you what, Cornkey, there's some things that mammon and physical fucking possessions will not fucking rectify. Man, fucking have we lost it or what, people? Go sue him, huh? You fucking do something like that to my family, I will do something far fucking worse to yours when I get on the loose. Or when my family gets on the loose. Back in my grandfather's day, I try to think about these things, but nobody would even step foot on his fucking land. Unless they were a friend of his or they had asked his permission. He'd have fucking shot him. There ain't no way nobody would come and do, fuck, come with 200 of you. Come with 200 of you 22 miles up a fucking holler and with one way out. And see how many relatives live down that fucking road. See if you make it out of there, you motherfuckers. That's the way it's going to be here, too. That just made me feel sick this morning. Talking about, you know, this Bob Miner, that's the guy's name. So they took his kids and they farmed him out. They got him on fucking pharmaceuticals and shit. And he had a goddamn Barrett fucking 50 caliber and fucking surrendered and fucking, and he said, well, there was 200 of them. Well, there'd be 200 of them and wanted me going at them as hard as I fucking could. That's how men used to defend their property and their families. Men! But now we've done about $30,000-$40,000 worth of lawyering and goddamn, he might just get out of it with, you know, a fucking just, getting his damaged children back, and he might even get to stay if he ain't lost his place or everything. But boy, now he's got him. He can go into the admiralty. He can go get him another lawyer and go and sue them. And some guy came on the goddamn air, and he said, and because Cornkey was talking about some guy who I think it was in Montana, but the police, I mean, he had him dead to rights, just like this happened to him, and he beat the case and everything. He only sued him for $1 because he didn't want to hurt the county. And this guy called in and said, you know, you're a fucking liar. The reason he only sued for $1, did what he did, was because that's what he was told to do, because there was no lawyer that would sue for him, and that is a motherfucking fact. And you need to quit telling that lie, Mark Cornkey. There is no fucking, unless you happen to be a high Mason now. If you're a Mason, it's a different story. If you're just a regular folk, you know, one of the insignificants, no fucking lawyer is going to sue for you in the admiralty, in the goddamn Star Chamber courts against the king. And if he did, you'll fucking end up paying everything and you'll lose. How about that? But there's not even the chance of it, because there is no lawyer. And it could, because it's an illegal jurisdiction. It's not even a goddamn, it's not even a fucking, there's no law. Zero law. And the Star Chamber fucking judges that are the crown judges, they do all the deciding. You really think so? Oh, gee, you should have took his motorcycle. I don't want his fucking motorcycle. I don't want his house. I don't want his fucking boat. I want his fucking blood. It's time to quit fucking acting like there's some other fucking remedy, because there ain't, and you know it. Why are you doing this? That's what the guy asked him. Why are you doing this? You need to stop doing this. And that is a goddamn fact. This is fucking war. It ain't about suing somebody in a fucking... You know that that is a corporate admiralty, and that it is a fucking... It is an affront. It is treachery against your people. It is treachery against your Bill of Rights. And but you're gonna, man, you could get a boat, and you could get a car. You could get all his stuff. That's a bunch of mammon. You could get a bunch of mammon. Mammon doesn't replace family, buddy. And it doesn't replace a fucking attack on a family. If you ain't got no fucking guts for this, get out. America's workers irate with Trump over utterly disappointing pro-outsourcing plan. Nah, I don't believe it. I will not believe it.
We gave him a chance. Here's what he did when you gave him a chance, you mentally retarded fucking idiots. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. American workers who have their jobs outsourced to foreign workers and offshore to foreign countries are very irate over President Trump's recent support for more U.S. job outsourcing through the H-1B visa program. Advocates tell Breitbart News. Told you, middle-class, stupid, retarded motherfuckers. You thought you were the smartest people across this land. Because I got a car and I'm buying a house and everything. You sucked the right ass. That's a natural fact. You participated in the fucking tearing apart of the fucking Bill of Rights. So you were rewarded. But now you're the target. How you like it? Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the United States on the H-1B visa and allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans a year potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B program. Visa program. And we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
has come. Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Our axes flash, for us so swing. Shining armors piercing ring. Houses run with a father's shield. Fight those bastards till they heal.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time. That was Heather Alexander with How Many of These Motherfuckers Can We Make Die? Let's find out. It's time. It's past fucking time. And here we're to Trump. You know, boy, they're crying, boy. I'd love to hear him cry. We told you fucking so. It's like we're telling you right now. It's your goddamn cowardice won't let you listen, will it? In a Twitter post last week, Trump reversed course. What? Is this what we were giving him time for? Reverse course on his Buy American, Hire American executive order, saying he wants to offer a pathway to U.S. citizenship to hundreds of thousands of foreign workers living in the country on the H-1B visa. I thought I'm going to have to get those things back with his little speeches. Yeah, that we're going to teach the world that you just don't come here and just overstay your visa and get a stay in America. You just don't get to come here and force your way in. Trumpy ain't going to let you. And I told how you vote, man. I know there's got to be a few of you out there that did it. They went out there and voted that corporate ticket when we were here telling you what the fucking what was really the truth, and you refused to listen because it's fucking the truth's a little bit scary, ain't it? He wants a pathway to citizenship for hundreds of thousands of foreign workers living in the country on H-1B visa. H-1B holders in the United States can rest assured that changes are soon coming, which will bring both simplicity and certainty to your stay, including a potential path to citizenship, Trump said. We want to encourage talented and highly skilled people to pursue career options in the United States. This article tells what he really wants, so I don't got to do it. American workers are outraged by the betrayal. Oh, betrayed, were you? When somebody tells you fucking months in advance that you're getting ready to be betrayed, that he's a betrayer, that he's a fucking liar, that he's a carnival barker, that he has a forked tongue, that he is an international elitist dead set on fucking enslaving the people of this country, disarming them and then dispatching of them. You didn't hear that from us? Protect U.S. Workers attorney Sarah Blackwell, this controlled opposition, she's got to be a Republican, exclusively told Breitbart News on Sirius XM Patriots Breitbart News Sunday. Blackwell and outsourced American workers rallied with Trump in Blackwell and outsourced American workers rallied with Trump in 2016 on the campaign trail, where the crowds cheered and then candidate Trump blasted multinational corporations like Disney for laying off Americans and replacing them with foreign workers. Was he lying to you? Was he lying to you?
Was he just another piece of shit like we told you he was? And I don't, better than Hillary. No, with Hillary, we could already be having this fight and getting it over with. We might be a couple years into it and fucking settle down with what we got to do. But no, man, you goddamn mean you got to, you're just like a little child that I can pull a quarter out of your fucking ear and you actually think the son of a bitch was in there. Myself and two other of my clients would speak at President Trump's rallies completely against everything that tweet says, Blackwell said. We endorsed him. He said exactly the opposite of what that tweet says. You mean he went and told you something and did the opposite of what he did like every other motherfucker since? God, I don't ever remember when keeping a promise. So that was so utterly disappointing. No, you're utterly stupid. You're a fucking retard for falling for it. It made me cry. You must be a feminine thing, man. Jay Palmer, a visa fraud expert and whistleblower against Indian outsourcing firm IFOSA, exclusively told Breitbart News that he hoped Trump was aware of what the pro-outsourcing plan would do to American workers who have yet to be laid off and replaced. You ready? We told you. I fucking sat right here and told you. I told you, middle class, you goddamn tech workers, all you son of a bitches that were still, yeah, everything's fine for me. It must be something wrong with you. It's why you ain't got no job, no big house or anything. It might be because you were sucking ass with the goddamn communists, because you were helping them. You were helping them along by going and participating in their fucking phony ass corporate elections, voting your corporate vote for the corporation to come and take care of your ass and your family. You deserve to starve to death. I really hope our president understands the ramifications of this potential action, Palmer said. The H-1B program is full of bribery, fraud, and exploitation. Well, what in this fucking corporate aristocracy is not? Of workers and plan modern-day indentured servitude, not to mention the pillaging of American jobs. If H-1Bs are that important, which they are not, let's raise the fee by $15,000 and fund the wall, Palmer suggested. Oh, that's some way around it, huh? Something to say positive about this fucking betrayal right in your face. Trump just went, thanks for putting me into office, you retards. Surely Stephen Miller is not in favor of this. If he it is disturbing after all the time and information I have provided to educate over here. Oh boy, it's a coming and you can't stop it. All you cowards out there, you better go take a shit. Make sure you don't shit on yourself when it comes right all of a sudden. Like online, Trump was blasted by pro-American workers Save America Information Technology Jobs, which chronicles and tracks the outsourcing and offshoring of U.S. jobs to foreign workers in foreign countries, foreign corporations, working in conjunction with the foreign corporate aristocracy here to make you a fucking slave and then finally put your ass in a ditch. Blackwell said Trump's lack of reforms to restrict corporations from outsourcing American workers' jobs through the H-1B visa program have already turned off a number of former supporters. So they don't give a shit at this point. They know they're found out. That's why you're seeing all this stuff like they were in Oregon, all this stuff. They're found out. They know it's going. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. They can't fool us no more. And everything they did is handing the internet over to the Chinese, trying to remove everything. It ain't working. It ain't working a little bit. That's the only reason they would go ahead like this. Should there be no reforms in his first term, Blackwell said, many will drop off the Trump train. Ooh, really? The Trump coalition falling apart on you there, is it? Entirely in time for the 2020 presidential selection. I mean, I wonder what they're going to throw out there next, man. There's got to be somebody that you'd be stupid enough to believe. I'm being called by thousands of people on a regular basis being fired and replaced by these high-skilled people. They're not. It's business model where they are pouring in this cheap labor so that the CEO can make billions. No! It can't be what we've been telling you for fucking 8 fucking years. It can't be. It was just, oh, I'm going to vote thing, vote. Billions of dollars and bonuses. And it's not the H-1B has not been used as a high skilled visa, Blackwell said. A lot of American workers have already jumped off the Trump train. I hope it hurt when you hit the ground, you stupid son of a bitch, Blackwell continued. This tweet that he put out, I think, was one of the all of the American workers that I deal with. They were all very irate about, ooh, they're irate. What are you going to do? Maybe you could write out a petition and put on a yellow shirt. Whew, that would stop them. Businesses attempted to outsource nearly 420,000 American jobs in fiscal year 2018 to H-1B foreign workers rather than hiring U.S. workers. Well, what? What do you expect? You're a bunch of fucking act like a bunch of pussies, man. Oh, that's what I forgot. Well, never mind. Michael Coulter, immigration crisis, a delivery system for elites. What? Now, there's some, why are they writing down all, they must have been taking notes for the last 8 years, everything we've been fucking telling you. And they're just writing it down for your dumb asses because you can't seem to get it through your thick fucking heads what's going on in this country. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Former Immigration and Naturalization Service official, excuse me. Official Michael Cutler says the current crisis, in quotation, of mass illegal and legal immigration to the United States is the direct result of globalists going back decades. What was I saying yesterday? Aren't we going back to where we were, you know, where we're just serfs and slaves and the rich folk, they live up there in the big house and they do to us as they please because we're property. In an executive exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News, tonight Coulter argues that the country's immigration system, which imports more than 1.5 million illegal and legal immigrants a year, is not broken, as Democrats and Republicans often claim, but actually operating exactly how politicians and their billionaire donors intended it to work. No, I won't believe it. You wouldn't believe it when we were telling you. Oh, what the fuck do we know? We don't have the big houses and shit. We ain't been sucking the goddamn government asshole. I mean, the communist government asshole. We've been living in reality. You're the ones that have facilitated all this. You're responsible. Cutler said both sides of the aisle have been globalists going back decades. No. And that's how we've gotten ourselves into this mess. We did it. When people say the immigration system is broken, I'm going to shock you and tell you it's not broken. It's doing exactly what the elite want. It is a delivery system, and what it delivers is an unlimited supply of cheap, exploitable labor. It delivers an unlimited supply of foreign tourists. That's why we have 28 visa waiver countries on 9/11. Today we have 38 visa waiver countries. There should be zero visa waiver countries. If you look at the findings of the 9/11 commission, Wally World, that's where we're at, people. It also delivers an unlimited supply of foreign students, and for the immigration lawyers, an unlimited supply of clientele. And that goes right along with the goddamn investigation nation. Why we're watching them, this stupid shit about Russia and the attorney general and this little bullshit over here and this everything that's all you can see in the propaganda machine. Well, this other shit's what they've been doing, okay? Cutler also called out Senator Chuckie Schumer, Democrat New York, recording on what record on waiting to increase penalties for Americans who trespass on federal property while opposing. See, Cutler has also called out Senator Chuck Schumer's record on wanting to increase penalties for Americans who trespass on federal property, corporate property. It ain't your goddamn public lands no more, folks. They're trying to make something real fucking clear to you here. You are subject servants. You will be, what we want of you to keep here to serve us and to be our fucking slaves, we will keep the rest. We will put in a ditch as we see, because this is federal property, not the people's. That you cannot confuse that corporation with a republic. A republic, and the republic, The goddamn public lands belong to the people. In this fucking United States incorporation, it's federal property. And he wants to increase the penalties for you going out there on their property. Of foreign by the people? Really? While opposing the enforcement of immigration law that penalizes illegal aliens for trespassing into the United States. Well, I wonder, must be agenda afoot. What do you think? Have you retards? I mean, are you starting to see colors and shapes again? Chuck Schumer, in 2014, wanted a federal law that would make trespassing on critical infrastructure a five-year federal felony. 5 years, and I know what he's talking about, where they go up into the goddamn woods and they put these signs every fucking 100 yards that you cannot even get off and step on that fucking land. I went up and looked at one of them, and I went down a long road that I'd hunted a long, long, long time ago when I lived in Klamath. And there was every 100 yards is one of these. And I seen this, I pulled up this, I seen where it looked like a cat had been back in there. So I just went down on in there, you know, I fucking went in. Sure as hell, man, they're back there. They're tearing the whole fucking place apart, just leaving enough so you can't see it from the road because they're getting ready for the Chinese elite to come in and they want to live out here in paradise that used to belong to you. But they've, this fucking, U.S. corporation, this fraudulent fucking cabal, international criminals, I've already, well, it's just like the Israelis selling the oil on the Gaza Strip. Now it's got to be their Gaza Strip, and we're going to force that. Fuck you, Cutler said. The same Schumer says, when you trespass on America, however, you've earned a citizenship of the highest honor that we can bestow upon a foreign national, Cutler continued. It's outrageous beyond words. Well, why wasn't it outrageous? I mean, because when we said it, it didn't mean nothing. It's only when these Breitbart, well, they said it, they now it means something. Those dirty bastards. Those crazy, goddamn, fucking militia people on the radio, goddamn, they were right about everything. They were telling us. And they told us not to be stupid retards and go and fucking participate in it. And we did anyway. So we get, I guess we're going to get, it's going to be fucking nasty. Like I said, it's good. Right now, we've given them 2 more fucking years. 2 more years to entrench and plan how to fucking destroy us. That's all we've done. That's all you've done. Upon foreign nationals, Cutler continued, it's outrageous beyond words. This is a crisis that has been festering far too long because you've had far too many immoral, greedy politicians. No, this is a corporation. They fucking, in 1868, they took your republic away from you and replaced it with a fucking corporation and just with pencils. They didn't even fight you. They did it with pencils, and they did it in direct violation of the law, so it was a fraud, an open, in-your-face fucking fraud. And now they're taking the fraud to the extreme, to the point that, hey, you know what, they own you too, subject. Politicians willing to sell America to the highest bidder. What? Immoral, greedy politicians willing to sell America to the highest bidder? I don't think so. Really? Through campaign contributions, Cutler said. Currently, the federal government, no, the federal corporation, has remained partially shut down as House Democrats block any funding for physical barriers at the U.S.-Mexico border. A handful of Senate Republicans, meanwhile, crafted a plan to give amnesty to illegal aliens that ultimately failed to gain traction. That's all right. Trumpy's on their side now. He's going to pump them in here. Your boy that was your white knight in shining armor. There he is out in front of you, leading the caravans in here, sending the billions down to Honduras and Guatemala and fucking Mexico so they get a nice easy ride up here. So they got somebody to shoot at your dumb asses. IRS admits it encourages illegals to steal Social Security numbers for taxes. No. Yeah, what does it take for you people? This is from Forbes. It was sent in by Mark Schumacher for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. It isn't exactly the kind of story the IRS wants buzzing around at tax time. Yeah, it seems how you shut the government down to the point you won't send the tax returns, the money that's owed to the people, you're holding it in bank accounts and making fucking fortunes off of it. But you will keep the other end of it going where you're taking the money away from them illegally. It's kind of interesting how that works. The IRS and the Justice Department normally want scared straight stories just before tax day. Yeah, that's what scared. That's just like what that fucking shit was from Oregon. Trying to scare you. You don't fucking scare me. Scared straight stories before tax day. Ideally, when an indictment or conviction for tax evasion hits the news, it makes you think twice. So it makes you think twice, you fucking plebe, you fucking coolie, you peon. They have no authority to tax you. That's what that Bill of Rights made sure of, that you fucking want to ignore. All of you out there fucking ignoring it. Somehow, we'll sue them in fucking in their courts and we'll get their cars and stuff and lots of mammon. Somehow you think just a bit more about all those deductions, or if you really reported all your income before you sign your return under penalties of perjury. This is some heavy stuff coming out of Black Bart or whatever in that Breitbart. Instead, we have the top dog at the IRS, the IRS commissioner himself, admitting that, well, there's a problem with illegal immigrants and taxes. In fact, the top IRS official this time wasn't talking about how the IRS wipes some hard drives or can't find emails. He wasn't even asking for a bigger budget to give bonuses to the IRS employees. This time he was talking about illegal immigrants and about the IRS turning a blind eye. Or maybe worse, the IRS actually wants illegal immigrants to illegally use Social Security numbers. That's yours and mine, buddy. He suggested IRS Commissioner John Coxkin made the surprising statement in response to a question from Senator Dan Coats, Republican Indiana, at a Senate Finance Committee meeting. The question was a touchy one. Gee, is the IRS collaborating with taxpayers who file tax returns using fraudulent information? What would they do to you or me? It wasn't put exactly that way, according to the senator, to Senator Coats. What we learned is that the IRS continues to process tax returns with false W-2 information and issue refunds as if they were routine tax returns and say that it's not really our job. We also learned that the IRS ignores notifications from the Social Security Administration that a name does not match a Social Security number and you use your own system to determine whether a number is valid. Commissioner Coxkin. Was asked to explain this. He suggested that as long as the information is being used only to fraudulently obtain jobs, the IRS was okay with it. In fact, he said that the IRS actually had an interest in helping the illegal immigrant to crook these rules. In fairness, perhaps, that's not my department response that abounds in big government. Perhaps this just isn't the IRS's problem, but it sure seems odd to have an agency chief encouraging illegal immigrant theft of Social SSN. You'll love this next part. The IRS chief tried to distinguish between the various bad uses and misuses of someone else's personal data. And where are they getting it from? Old Zuckerberg's giving it to them. He's selling it to them right in your fucking face. It is at least vaguely reminiscent of the flap a year ago that differentiated President Obama and Donald Trump over immigration and taxes. Mr. Trump said illegal immigrants get $4.2 billion in tax credits. A 2011 audit by the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration confirmed that individuals who are not authorized to work in the United States were paid $4.2 billion in refundable credits. Of course, undocumented immigrants cannot legitimately get Social Security numbers, but it seems the IRS does not care. Besides, they can file taxes with an individual taxpayer identity number. They are not supposed to get the earned income tax credit, but they can receive the additional child tax credit. That's where they get the big bucks, man. 10 kids, and that's how they get the new cars every year. If the president succeeded in legitimizing the status of illegal immigrants, they could even get the earned income tax credit that is responsible for billions in fraudulent refunds. And he's going to do it. He's untold you. He's all for them motherfuckers. And fuck you. The receipt goes like this. The recipe, I'm sorry, goes like this. Get a Social Security number, then claim the earned income tax credit for the last 3 years. Then wait for the IRS to send you 3 years of tax refunds. The gambit could apparently work even if you never paid taxes, never filed a return, and worked off the books. And the IRS says this is the way the earned income tax credit works. Cautious IRS Commissioner Coxkin himself explained that the seemingly bizarre result to Senator Charles Grassley, Republican Iowa, in 2015, illegal immigrants covered by the president's amnesty deal can claim back that, I guess that's already done deal then, huh? The president's amnesty deal can't, because it's getting ready to happen, because they're already telling you ahead of time. The president's amnesty deal can claim back tax credits for work they performed illegally, even if they never filed a tax return during those years. The written response clarified the IRS's earlier statement confirming that illegals can get back taxes. In 2015, IRS Commissioner Coxkin said that to claim a refund, an illegal immigrant would need to have filed past tax returns. But the IRS chief later corrected himself and said that they can claim the money even if they never filed tax returns in the past. According to the IRS, illegal immigrants granted amnesty and Social Security numbers can claim up to 3 years back taxes. We're getting ready to let Nani let them in here. Just give them the fucking bundle. Make them give them a bundle. While our people live in fucking homeless goddamn camps across this country, 100 fucking million American nationals. How much are you going to take, people? I guess that's the only fucking question left. We've reached the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And that is the question. How fucking much are you going to take?